USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Biden administration officials are set to visit Mexico in light of a surge in migrants at the southern border.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our shared border.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby announced that the Secretary of State and Secretary of Homeland Security will meet the Mexican president to explore additional measures to slow down the migrant flow. Hamas says it will not engage in further negotiations for prisoner hostage swaps until Israel de-escalates the situation. Meanwhile, Israel is unveiling what it terms a vast tunnel network beneath Gaza City attributed to Hamas. However, Israel has not confirmed reports suggesting the initiation of pumping seawater into these tunnels. Winter is coming very soon. This day, December 21st, the shortest day of the year in the U.S.
At 10:27 p.m. Eastern Time, the nation's winter solstice begins, marking the official start of the winter season. Daylight becomes so brief at this time because the sun hangs so low in the sky relative to the rest of the year. On Friday, the days will start getting longer again, bit by bit. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former President Trump denies being an insurrectionist in response to the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring him from the state's presidential primary. Trump plans to appeal, emphasizing he urged peaceful actions during the 2021 Capitol riot. He also accuses President Biden of being an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Wall Street ended the day with an increase in stock values, rebounding from the worst performances of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ on Wednesday, marking their lowest since October. Similarly, the S&P 500 recorded its most challenging session since September yesterday. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The anticipation of a record-breaking number of air travelers during the holiday season is largely attributed to a significant 12% reduction in airfare compared to last year. Airlines are forecasting that over 39 million passengers will traverse airports throughout the 14-day holiday period. Airlines are hoping to prevent a recurrence of last year's ordeal, marked by Southwest Airlines' meltdown that resulted in the cancellation of nearly 17,000 flights following a snowstorm. When it comes to the 2024 elections, Google may not have all the answers.
You're welcome to pose any question related to the 2024 elections to Google, although it's worth noting that responses may be limited. Google is imposing restrictions on the types of election-related questions that its generative AI products will address. The tech giant has indicated that this change will take effect early next year, citing an abundance of caution. I'm John Schaefer.
The period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. Medical professionals attribute these trends to factors such as cold weather, heightened stress levels, and the tendency to overindulge in rich food and alcohol. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.